Attention all business owners. Are you happy with your website? Is your website easily found on the internet? How about your social media? Does your company have a professional and engaging social media presence? If your answer is no, then contact Smarty Digital today for help with your website, digital marketing, or social media campaign. Call or click today for a free digital marketing audit. It will be the smartest decision you will ever make. Call Smarty Digital at 904-674-3370. That's 904-674-3370. Or click smartydigital.com.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
There's a crash at 295 South at the exit to St. John's Bluff, blocking the right shoulder. Also a disabled vehicle, I-10 West at the exit to US 301. Going to be a hot one today, tomorrow. Looking for a heat index this afternoon, 104. Going to get up to 110 with the heat index tomorrow. A little bit of rain in the offing also. It is currently 85 degrees right here at AM 600 WBOB.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, the purpose of the show is to provide a safe place where you can go to when you need a friend. It is my commitment to provide alternative voice to heal, and it is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friends, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Now, today's topic is a very, we've done this topic before, just tapped into it a little bit. And I just want to let you know that this is all the shows is to help empower you. If what I'm telling you doesn't resonate with you, move on. Just consider it. Move on. Or maybe it'll work for somebody else. Maybe it just won't for you. But just understand that the topics that I bring to the show are topics that resonate with me. And hopefully, because we're all one, it might resonate with you. Now, lately, we've been seeing in the media, in schools, in, you know, shopping malls, walking on the street, so many things that are happening when it comes to mass shootings, mass murders. There's also an exorbitant amount of people on antidepressants. Perhaps maybe they're just sad and they need to process what's going on. If you are on antidepressants, if you are feeling depressed, I would like for you to consider maybe trying something new. But if you try something new, you must do this with the guidance of a doctor that will support your vision. So Dr. Alice Lee is a holistic and integrative psychiatrist practicing in Maryland. She combines nutritional medicine, which is an orthomolecular psychiatry, energy medicine, and other alternative therapies. This is how she treats mental health. So if you are considering either going on psychotropic medications, pharmaceuticals to ease your pain, there are so many different ways that you can heal. Now, Dr. Alice Lee because she focuses on nutraceuticals and nutritional science to help people, she has some experience. If that is your goal, this is a doctor that can help you achieve that goal. Now, if you choose to continue to use your medications because they work for you, that's fine too. What I'm speaking to today are people who are willing to try or want to try something different because perhaps maybe it's not working for them. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Dr. Alice Lee is here to do just that. Welcome, Dr. Lee, to the Lilian McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you so much again for having me.
It is always a pleasure. You know, when I first heard about you, I was so drawn because it's not very often that you see a psychiatrist who looks for alternative ways to help their patients. So share a little bit about your journey and how you reached that because you're medically trained.
I think to be authentic and real with you, I think that it started off because I was also put on Zoloft during my second year in residency. And they just left me on 25 milligrams of Zoloft, which at the time took away my desire at that time to quit psychiatry and go on and do another career in writing. So when they left me on the Zoloft, I had a very hard time getting off of it after about 5 years of just being left on it.
Wow.
And because of the withdrawals, it kind of taught me that being on these medications can be very rough once you try to get off of it. Nobody really taught me about withdrawals back then, even as a psychiatrist. Also at the same time, I learned about a supplement that was very helpful for bipolar patients who were not getting better on their medications. Bipolar disorder is very hard to treat with traditional approaches. So with those two reasons, I think I was much more open to an alternative or natural approach to helping people, first of all, with medication withdrawal, and second, to help manage symptoms that are harder to control with medications. And that was enough to get me started on that path.
How quickly, I mean, were you a psychiatrist already when you were on Zoloft, or were you a student?
When I was started on Zoloft, I was a second year resident in adult psychiatry at the University of Maryland. Mm-hmm. So at that time I was, I had just had my daughter about a year ago. I had been, you know, trying to breastfeed her and staying up late, and you know, there was a lot of responsibilities and it left me exhausted.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to continue this conversation with Dr. Alice Lee when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lilian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. When you or a family member is in trouble with the law, it affects the entire family. At times like these, we need an advocate that will listen and guide us. Let me introduce you to Jacksonville criminal defense attorney, Kate Messick. Big or small, your case is her priority, and she will treat you like family. To learn more, call 904-619-2510. That's 904-619-2510 or M-E-S-I-C
law.com. Office Jacksonville.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
The Lilly McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Alice Lee. I'm really excited to have this conversation because there are so many people that, you know, as you know, my registered service mark is you can take a pill, you can take responsibility. Please know I am not against pills, but I am for doing everything you possibly can to live a healthy life. Nothing can do what food can do, what positive thinking can do, what dealing with emotions can do. Nothing. A pill cannot do it. All a pill can do really is numb you up, just like Dr. Lee. Dr. Lee, that's very, I wanted to focus on this numbing. You use this word. When you speak and when my guests speak, I listen to certain words, and that one just resounded, which is numbing. You obviously had an issue. You had a desire to be a writer, and you've shared that before on the show, but there was a desire that was decided for you, which is to be a psychiatrist, correct? Or you thought you wanted
to be. In the middle of my training, and I think when... at that time, I was also in therapy, and when I talked about quitting and that I was unhappy with being, well, with the training program, really, at that point, and just really exhausted from taking care of a daughter. It was about a year into after she was born, and really with being on call and, you know, staying up late, breastfeeding her, and all of the things that come with being a mother on top of everything else.
Sure.
I was just really exhausted, as I was saying. And so that was not taken into consideration. I wasn't eating right. I wasn't sleeping well. I was stressed from long hours of work. And basically the solution was just to take the Zoloft, and that would cure everything. But and in some ways it numbed it so that I could keep moving, but those issues were real issues. They weren't
correct. So here's the thing. What you're describing, a new mother, being a resident, breastfeeding, being in your, what year were you in, your second or third year of residency?
I think I just finished my second year.
Okay. So all of that, how you were feeling is normal, right?
Yeah.
Now, if you were to come, if younger you were to come to you today as a client, mm-hmm. what advice would you give that individual as a psychiatrist, as an MD, who's also an orthomolecular psychiatrist, which is a food is medicine. And so what advice would you have given young Dr. Lee?
I think just hearing that it's normal to feel that way is very comforting. What I think I got from my therapy at that time was that it was abnormal, uh-huh. and that that it required that it was a biological illness. I wasn't the kind of person that would ever take a medication anyways, but I had to be persuaded. So I was persuaded that it was basically depression, and I had to, you know, treat it with medication. So I did take it because I trusted the person who was both the therapist and the mentor at that time in my training. But there was just no understanding about how the medication, once introduced, should be taken off. So I was on that medication for years and years. After I started the very low dose of Zoloft, I never really did feel, you would call it, angsty, unhappy feeling that I was having. That got taken away. But when I tried to come off of the Zoloft, just 25 milligrams after 5 years, I went from just this, just a real issue with kind of ambivalence about my artsy side versus my medicine side. I went from that to a very serious suicidal depression.
Wow.
So coming off of the Zoloft created huge problems for me. And I had to try to, you know, I would try to come off and I would go back on and try to come off and get back on. And initially, it didn't dawn on me that what was happening was related to a withdrawal effect from the Zoloft.
Wow.
Because it was so temporally, like time-wise, it was so closely related to coming off the Zoloft, and it was so severe, I figured that there was a physiological dependency that my body was experiencing to that medication. It wasn't like cocaine or heroin or where you crave the substance, but certainly the difficulties that I experienced coming off of that medication was so difficult that I couldn't stay off. Which once I realized there was a problem with the withdrawal from the Zoloft, that did stimulate me to look for natural interventions. And that's my own personal journey into holistic treatment and being open to that, along with, you know, later on, I think that was earlier on, but a few years later, there were times when I took the supplements for blood sugar regulation, and then later on learned about supplements for bipolar patients, all of which just opened me up more and more to a holistic approach.
Now, you had mentioned, this is the second time I hear you say bipolar. I was going to ask you, I have a star by it. What were the bipolar supplements or supplements for bipolar that you had heard that were helping people?
Yeah, back in 2002, I heard about a supplement called EM Power Plus. And in Canada right now, EM Power Plus is there. Their FDA regulates it for bipolar disorder. So mm-hmm. It's actually, you know, it's sold as a supplement. It's very helpful. That's very helpful for bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. So I started using that for bipolar patients and found that my patients did very well on it. They were able to get off their medications, which was really surprising and astonishing for me. And at that time, back in 2002, I didn't take a multivitamin mineral like EM Power Plus. So I started, I decided that if it's helpful for bipolar, I would use it as well. And I started taking that multivitamin, and it was really helpful for me as well, because by then I think I'd been off medications for about 5 years, but I had not felt really fully like healed. I would say I was about 80% of my normal, of my optimum. So when I started taking just a simple multivitamin mineral supplement, I got back to my normal, my optimum. And I had a lot of clinical experiences with this particular supplement back in 2002 that was educational for me to show me that supplements can make a huge difference. So given that I was coming from a medical training background, you can understand that going from that to maybe another pill was something that I could transition to, even if it's a supplement. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I were to transition from that kind of paradigm to just diet, it probably would have been a bigger shift for me.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, there's so many things that I wanted to add. You know, first of all, the body will not forget what the mind wants to neglect. You had an issue that you needed to deal with. And many doctors that have been coming on the show have said that, and it first started, when I first started listening to this, was like 85% all illness, 85% of all illness is emotional, comes from an emotional root, an emotional component, something that happened, childhood, adulthood traumas. Then the more they've gone into this and researched it, I had Dr. Connealy, who is a doctor who specializes in helping the body heal from cancer, say 100% of all illness is due to an emotional component. And now they're saying that it could be passed in through the DNA. I mean, they're going really, really into these different levels at looking at how far does it go back. And in the Bible, it says four generations, you know, that it's passed down four generations. So I don't know if that is biblical or not. So then we had Dr. Lee Cowden on the show off the air. And I don't know if he said it also on the air, but he said that when he has patients that come to him, the first thing he works on is the spiritual aspect, then the mind aspect, or maybe he works on the mind first and the spiritual, because working on the body alone is very expensive. And he said that if you work on the emotional component of healing the traumas that we've experienced, then helping the body and healing the body will be even cheaper. Is that? I see you're nodding your head.
I think as you're talking about this, I think that I agree with all of this, that there's a very big component to any illness that's emotional, or whether it's trauma from your life or whether it's trauma that was experienced and then held in the information system of our DNA, mm-hmm. and then passed on to the next generation. It's all information. We're made of information, even though we look like solid matter. On the other hand, I think that because I've worked with so many different patients who come in not prepared for one aspect or another of the treatment, sometimes it's just practical just to go where they're at. I start with where they're open and where they're at. Like yesterday, I was doing an initial evaluation with a young woman who had quite a bit of anxiety. And so I was teaching her a little bit about the way the mind-body is connected, and showed her how her thoughts would affect her strength levels through, you know, showing her through muscle testing. And she could only receive a certain amount of that kind of feedback or learning before she said it was too much. So she couldn't go to the next step, which was learning the thought field therapy technique called EFT. Mm-hmm. But she wasn't really open to doing a very short meditation that I have on my website called Energy Breaths. But she was open to a simple nutritional regimen that I put together for her. Yeah. So to that extent, I think everybody comes in saying, this is what I'm ready for now. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to just kind of step back and be okay with that, and then hope that what they're open towards might take them to the next level.
Sure.
That might be more open to some of the other powerful tools that we can use.
Absolutely. And for those of you who would like to learn more about energy breaths, it's called Energy Breath?
Yeah, Energy Breath is a very simple meditation on my website. It's under
holisticpsychiatrist.com. Go ahead.
Yes, holisticpsychiatrist.com. And if you go to the Creative Collection, and it will open up several different categories. If you go to media, go to media, and then you just scroll down until you see the Energy Breath recording. You can tap on it on the triangle, and it will show you exactly how to do it.
Perfect. And maybe we can talk about it off the air when we're during the break. And for those of you who want to watch this, you can watch it on YouTube. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com and then click onto YouTube. So, okay. Then I want to go into the next thing I want to tap into is the fact that the numbing that just keeps, I need to come back to that numbing, because these medications are really good, but they're really good at numbing everything. Right. And so if we can't experience the low things in our life, then how do we celebrate the higher accomplishments in our life? Right. So with that in mind, when the next thing I was listening to you is like, okay, well, it helped me get through to that next step. But when you try to get off, there were so many different withdrawals. And so I want to talk about the different ways that we can minimize withdrawals, because now I know that I'm hearing the music And we're going to continue our conversation with Dr. Alice Lee when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. Yeah, I was going to pass it on to you, Dr. Lee. I was going to say, can you? And all of a sudden I looked up and I went, oh, music has started.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The struggles of American families who've been the victims of violent crimes at the hands of those who cross the border illegally, that is a focus President Trump is trying to put on the immigration crisis at this time. That's why he held a gathering of the Angel families yesterday at the White House. He promised to keep Americans safe by shoring up the border, of course, in Congress. Next week, a pair of bills still being debated, which would change some of the current policies that are forcing the government to separate children from their families when they cross into the country illegally, as the children, at least in the past, have not been detained with their parents for as long a period of time. 11 natives of El Salvador accused of being part of that deadly MS-13 street gang have been indicted now for the slaying of two Northern Virginia teenagers. The defendants range in age from 20 to 27 and could get life in prison if they are convicted. Oil prices on the rise Friday, up more than $3 a barrel on the NYMEX. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for a health care plan, or more importantly, if you signed up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have hundreds of thousands of members all across the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2.5 billion of each other's medical bills. Best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings may be less or more, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. Stop wasting money on bottled water and hard water costs. Get yourself a Kinetico system, the only non-electric water-powered hybrid on the market to both soften and filter your water. Go see my friends at CGC Water, a third-generation family business for over 65 years, and your local authorized Kinetico dealer. With the Kinetico system, you can save money on water heating bills and cleaning supplies. You can spend less time cleaning soap scum, lime scale, and spots on dishes and glasses. It removes chlorine so your skin and hair feel softer, and it helps prevent laundry fading. Plus, a Kinetico system can actually lengthen the life of your appliances that use water up to 50%, and it protects your pipes from buildup. You can trust Kinetico. Get a Kinetico system today and start saving money. Call CGC Water at 904-645-6060 or visit cgcwater.com.
The 2018 election season is underway. WBOB is your 2018 election authority. Every candidate.
And coming up next, Bob White, chairman of the Republican Liberty Caucus, who is also running for governor.
Every issue.
That's why today I'm announcing that this year will be my last one as a member of the House.
Every day. WBOB, your 2018 election authority. The latest traffic and weather on WBOB. Your 2018 election authority.
And there's some traffic congestion over there at 295 North, right before Bay Meadows. Matter of fact, that traffic is backed up into the ramp from State Road 9B. Gonna be hot the next couple of days. A little bit of rain in the offing, about 20 to 30% chance of that, with mostly sunny skies during the daylight hours, and a heat index today of 104 up to 110 tomorrow. 87 AM 600 WBOB.
Waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Alice Lee, and I know that we're being heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I want to encourage you, my listening friends, my viewing friends, that you stop what you're doing. Please subscribe to whenyouneedafriend.com. If you're driving, just pull over. But make the commitment to do it today, because this is the way that we can have these conversations off the air. This is a one-hour show, right? But the conversation can continue. They continue through the Heal Tribe. Like today, we're going to be joining the Heal Tribe in Brevard County, the Space Coast Heal Tribe. You know, last week we were with the Jacksonville or the First Coast Heal Tribe. This is where we continue. This is where you continue getting the information. When you become a subscriber, not only do you get free gifts like the 90-Day Challenge to Self-Love ebook that I wrote, but you also get the show sent to you every day. So if you miss it at a certain time, or if you want to listen or watch the YouTube video, because it's the extended version of the show, it's the unedited middle parts of when you're listening to the commercials, we're also doing some talking. Go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Not only become a subscriber there, but when you click onto the YouTube button, you can also subscribe there and the video will be sent to you. So, so many different ways to be connected. And so I want to encourage you to look and play around on the website and find all the different gifts and the little buttons that you can push that will allow you to subscribe to my social media, to all the aspects of the show. So it's not just listening to the show for an hour a day. It's also being part of this community, this Heal Tribe that I'm trying to build. I'm working with you and hopefully all over the world. If you want to have a Heal Tribe as well, that would be so cool. It would be nice if we united through this healthy eating and living tribe. And so what do we want? We want to heal. How do we heal? Let's work on that together. One of the things I ask that you do when you are at the whenyouneedafriend.com is check out my sponsors, my favorites. One of my favorites is Dr. Alice Lee. She is a orthomolecular psychiatrist. So orthomolecular means food is medicine. She's board certified as holistic doctor that will help you if you are interested in getting off your drugs. She could do it through Skype. She can do it through, you know, with you. She's in Maryland, but she does, you don't have to be there to do it. Right, Dr. Lee? She can.
It depends on what it is that they have. I don't normally feel comfortable working with someone coming off of an antipsychotic, but I sure. Sometimes help people who are on antidepressants.
Very good. And so Dr. Alice Lee can be found at holisticpsychiatrist.com. So make sure that when you check out my sponsors, you support my sponsors the way they are supporting the show. Figure out a way that you can, you know, thank them or buy their products or whatever it is that you would like to do that will be beneficial for you as well. We just want to create win-win. So you can also, if you have a question for Dr. Lee today, you can call or text me at 407-373-5959. Please remember, I do not answer the phone during the show. I haven't figured out how to answer the phone and talk and do the show at the same time. So you are calling 407-373-5959. That is my cell phone number, not the station number. I just want to make sure that you have direct access to me. So with that in mind, Dr. Lee, I am so grateful to you for allowing us the opportunity to think outside the box. Now, it is difficult when I hear you say that the more you try to get off the Zoloft, the more you realize that the suicidal thoughts, and then it's like you're afraid of getting off of it because, you know, the alternative would be to kill yourself. That's a side effect of these drugs. And so with that in mind, what is your recommendation for someone who is concerned about the side effects but they do want to get off and maybe try something a little bit more natural and minimize these side effects. What do you suggest?
Just a note, because you mentioned the mass shootings and things like that.
Earlier, yes.
The side effects of withdrawal from the medication wasn't just suicidal thoughts.
Yes.
Depression. It was also extreme aggression and irritability.
Mm-hmm.
So it was heightened. And I, being the kind of person I am naturally, I can imagine if I felt that way,
sure,
how it might affect someone else who may have a higher, you know, testosterone level or higher level of irritability in general. So I would just say that not only the withdrawal, but sometimes just the depression itself can cause the same kind of low depleted state that the withdrawals might be parallel to. So in terms of helping someone with these conditions, there's lots of different ways you can look at it. Number one is from a overall perspective, we're really trying to decrease stress spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, and socially. From a functional perspective or orthomolecular perspective, it's really looking at good things in and bad things out. So helping the body to be able to handle greater nutritional intake, and at the same time be able to more effectively and appropriately detox. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to medication withdrawal, you have to really look at each of the medications and see how they affect the different receptors. You can go to Wikipedia, look under that medication, and look at the psychopharmacology of that medication. Usually there will be a table that has what they call the KIM. So the KIM is how potent that medication is in blocking a certain receptor, when they or how potent it is at connecting and connecting with a receptor. So when it connects with a receptor, it can either block it or it can stimulate it. Okay, so the table will show you whether it blocks it or whether it makes it work, like stimulate it.
Mm-hmm.
The smaller the KIM number, that means the smaller amount of the medication it takes to block that receptor. So the smaller the number, the more potent that medication is at blocking and affecting that receptor.
Wow. I thought that was completely opposite. Yeah. You caught me off guard there. Okay.
So you look for the very small numbers. Actually, my cutoff is about 300 as a KIM. But there are some numbers in which the medication is so powerful that the numbers range in like 1.2 or 2.2 or something like that. That means it takes very small amounts of that medication to block that receptor.
Ah, get it.
So when you look at the receptors, then you have to figure out what kind of supplements do you need so that when you're lowering that medication, the unblocked receptors would then be addressed. Like, for example, some of the antipsychotics have a very, very powerful antihistamine effect. It's not just the dopamine receptors, which we are taught is what the antipsychotics work on. The mm-hmm. antipsychotics, the main philosophy is that antipsychotics block dopamine receptors and therefore it helps with a psychosis. But actually a lot of the antidepressants that work quite well are the ones that block histamine. And histamine goes up with stress, it goes up with allergies, it goes up with inflammation. And histamine drives, it's a neuromodulator of the adrenals. And so it makes the adrenals release a lot more adrenaline. And the adrenaline is the message of fight or flight. The adrenochrome is a waste product of adrenaline, can cause quite a bit of severe anxiety. And in fact, Abraham Hoffer thought it was at the root of psychosis.
Mm-hmm.
So people who have high histamine levels sometimes benefit from the antipsychotics because the antipsychotics actually block the histamine receptors. So when you take someone off an antipsychotic, you want to make sure that they have sufficient interventions that decrease histamine, whether it's through diet or through yes. supplements. supplements.
So what would increase the benefits for the histamine?
So you would actually want to bring down the histamine.
Bring down the histamine.
So sometimes, for example, there is a product called Histazyme by Amy Myers, MD, from her website. That is actually an enzyme that decreases histamine by chewing up the histamine in food.
Okay.
That's the histamine. There's Opsin 2, which is by professional and complementary formulas. It's a homeopathic company, but Opsin 2 is an anti-allergy kind of antihistamine homeopathic that can be quite helpful for some people. And I use some other things by Biotic Research. It's called Histoplex AB, which is more of an herbal product that brings down histamine. So there's many different nutritional and herbal and homeopathic products that can naturally decrease histamine.
I am like, I have so many questions that but thank you so much for that explanation, because I've never learned about the way that the drugs do work. I know that they work sometimes too good that and it controls the entire body. But we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here. Right here waiting for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Have you been injured on the job and don't know what to do? Attorney Terry Bird in Jacksonville, Florida, will explain your benefits under the workers' compensation laws. He has helped clients for over 28 years, and there are no costs or fees unless a recovery is made. Call Terry to learn more, 904-731-0990. That's 904-731-0990, or at lawbyrd.com.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We are happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more information, visit Liberty HealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.
What if you could have whatever you desired with a simple thought? Wishful thinking? Science has proven that thoughts can change our reality. Join the movement and be part of an interactive virtual community that helps you take control of your life through the power of intentions. Learn to create the life you desire, one intention at a time. Sign up today for your free account and start creating.
Hi, I'm Tim Ray, founder of the United Intentions Foundation. If you'd like to learn more about creating, tracking, and manifesting your passions, please go to unitedintentions.org.
Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
Here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Dr. Alice Lee. I was saying this off the air, but I'm just going to say it on the air. For those of you who would like to learn more about what Dr. Lee is doing, you can certainly go to whenyouneedafriend.com, click on her YouTube video once it's up, and you can get all the information and learn a little bit more. But what you don't know about Dr. Alice Lee, and we go back, what, 3 years, Dr. Lee, right? They tried to strip her from her license. They tried to keep her from doing what she's doing in Maryland, but she fought back and she won. She is thriving. And so she is able to do what she does, and other psychiatrists are able to do what they're doing because of her, because she would not take no. For someone who wanted to be a writer, she needed to be a psychiatrist first. So everything is perfect. Even if you are on these drugs that and you feel that this is something that you want to get off of, please, 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 if you hear anything else that I say, please hear this. Align your intention with a professional that can help you achieve your desire. I want to make sure that you reach out to someone that you can that can help you go through this process. Dr. Lee, on the break, she was saying that her patients, when they're going, when they're minimizing their medications, they're also minimizing their withdrawals because they're doing the energy work. They're doing this whole mind, body, spirit approach. If you're interested in talking to Dr. Lee, you can go to holisticpsychiatrist.com, holisticthepsychiatrist.com, and her number is 4474. If you want to learn more about what she is doing, and if you would like to try something different, it's up to you. It's your body. But remember, it is normal to feel sad. It is normal to feel maybe that you don't belong. I would have been on medication my whole life if it weren't the case, because we just need to figure out what the body is telling us. Dr. Lee, so you said that your patients, when they go through and they get off the medications, what are some of the things? Because we don't want to treat ourselves. Do you do blood work? What do you do to figure out what exactly they need?
Well, now, because of my experience and understanding what other people have needed, I do start with a general supportive nutritional base. And those eight areas typically are, you know, the eight areas that I teach my patients that they need to be supported on is vitamins, minerals, essential fatty acids, amino acids, GI support, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, and detox. So I give them a little bit of support in these areas using supplements that kind of cover different areas at the same time, just as an initial kind of foundational support to give the body additional things that it can use for healing. I also work with their diet, especially if they show some food sensitivities or they eat a lot of junk food. I try to teach them a little bit about why that's not helpful for them. Mm-hmm. I also teach them the energy breaths. I help them to start addressing traumas. So I'm just trying to decrease stress overall for the body so that they can start meeting and exceeding both their energy as well as their nutritional needs every day. Mm-hmm. So I teach them that if you meet your nutritional and energy needs every day, then the next day you're at the same place that you were the day before. But if you meet and exceed it that day, the energy as well as the nutritional needs for that day, then you've healed a little bit more the next day. So the body will use that extra energy and the extra nutrients to help heal the body. So once I give that foundational support, I see how the patient comes in and how they're doing. And if they're doing a little bit better and they're healing a little bit more, I can teach them that to come off the medication is a little bit different than just feeling better. Each medication has its own special effects on the body, and we need to understand what those effects are, the different receptors that they affect, and then we need to intervene with supplements that will really help to mitigate the withdrawals when you remove the medication's influence on the body. So for example, let's take a very common medication that it's under the big umbrella, the SSRIs, Prozac, Zoloft, Celexa, Lexapro, all of these, Paxil, all of these are the SSRIs. Most of the family doctors are giving out SSRIs for depression or anxiety.
Or sadness, or normal sadness.
Sadness, yes. Any kind of emotional discomfort, they give the SSRIs. And so with the SSRIs, what happens is that it blocks a reuptake of serotonin. So the reuptake of serotonin, you can think of as the body's recycling mechanism. So once serotonin is released from one nerve cell, it binds to the receptors in the other nerve cell, and it has to be recycled back into the first nerve cell so that it can use it again. But when you block the reuptake of serotonin, it allows that serotonin to have a little extra time to bind to the receptors.
Okay.
The other nerve cell. But in that space, there's more enzymes. So the enzymes can degrade the serotonin and chew it up. So I went to a conference one of the conference presenters said that after 3 weeks of using serotonin or an SSRI, that the serotonin levels are actually depleted by about 80% in the platelets. So after you've used these medications, because of the way it works, your serotonin storage levels will come down and of course makes you more dependent on the medication.
Sure.
So when you come off of the medication, you need to take supplements that help you initially build serotonin. Mm-hmm. You need to start taking that first. And after about a week to 2 weeks, then you can start easing down on the medication. The only other thing I would say is that it's a really big one for SSRIs is that it also affects the central nervous system. It affects the serotonin in the frontal lobes or the prefrontal cortex, but it also affects, the pituitary or the pineal glands in the brain, because people who take it feel a decrease in their sexual libido. Mm-hmm. And I believe it works through the central nervous system. So for some people, as they're coming off of the SSRI, I try to support the pineal and the pituitary glands with glandular support to help them with just feeling calmer overall, helping the whole hormonal axis to work a little bit better.
And what do you normally prescribe? What would that be?
A product called Pineal Gland, and it's by a company called Deseret Biologicals. They do only sell to clinicians. So this is
something that you have in your office.
Company, mm-hmm. And they only sell to clinicians. They have a lot of wonderful products that I use. So one of them is this pineal gland, and mm-hmm. sometimes people might need it. But the main thing is the serotonin support, and to support the serotonin system, my favorite supplement for that at this point is called Sero Plus, SERPLUS, and it's by Pure Encapsulations. It has the 5-HTP that helps you to make serotonin, and it has a little bit of taurine, a little bit of inositol, which can be very helpful as well.
We could probably talk for 3 or 4 hours. You know, when you talk about the pineal gland, I always remember Dr. Bruce Lipton saying that, you know, as children, we are like human tape recorders from 0 to 7. And the more I learn about energy and the body and the healing centers in the body or chakras, I think that that's your human tape recorder right there, is your pineal gland. I believe that that's where everything is stored. And then of course it goes into your white blood cell, as you had mentioned, that goes into, it gets recorded into our body. Our body knows this. Our body knows this. And if we were to just do the emotional aspect of the work, you know, to be able to just heal, accept, embrace, go back and give yourself the love that you needed at that time, how much do you think, how quickly would these sad moments that people are now getting, you know, medication for, would just pass?
Well, you know, you had another question.
I know. And you know what? I just saw the music has started. And Dr. Lee, we're going to continue this conversation on YouTube, on our video camera. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
And I hope this has been life-saving to some, to all of you. Thank you, Dr. Lee. And for those of you, all I can say is embrace whatever is happening in your life and learn with somebody that's with you that can help you. This is Lil McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best day.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please